Todd Hubbs, agricultural economist, University of Illinois.
Let's talk about the report that came out of the USDA. How did that strike you as far as soybeans are concerned?
No real surprises from the report, in my opinion. They raised crush 10 million bushels, and they left exports stable at 2.065 billion bushels. We've seen weaker exports, and there's potential there for exports to be lower than that. I hope their number's right, but I honestly am not surprised they didn't change the number. When we look at world production, they lowered Argentinian production to 40 million metric tons, and I think that's right in line with what we're seeing out there from the crop reports, and they raised Brazilian production 2 million metric tons to 115. I think all those numbers are reasonable. So in the soybean space, I'm not surprised by the numbers I see. It's just from some of the analysis I've been doing, we really need to see the export pace pick up for that number to happen this marketing year.
What does that tell us for the outlook on soybeans?
Right now, it's really supportive of prices. I mean, there is a lot of talk about these trade policy issues, and I think that's a wait-and-see thing. I have a feeling it'll work itself out, at least I hope so. But we're seeing pretty good demand in soybeans in the world. And, you know, the drought in Argentina is helping soybean meal prices quite a bit. So it's supportive in the short term. We'll see how many acres of soybeans we actually plant this year in the United States. Right now it's set at 89 million acres. But with the kind of weather we're seeing in the Corn Belt and the Northern Plains, I'm starting to get an inkling that that number might creep up as we get closer to June.
Do you suspect now that acreage is going to be the biggest, next biggest market mover, or will it be this trade issue?
Now, that's a really good question. I think acreage probably will still see some volatility, I think, from the trade issue as the issue comes and goes. I feel like there's going to get something worked out. We heard some news out of China's premier yesterday, and it's very supportive. So let's see if we can get something worked out. There'll still be some volatility there, but I think acreage is probably the next big mover. You know, if we see an expansion of soybean acreage in the U.S., that'll put some pressure on prices, I think.
Well, let's talk about corn and how that fared here in the report. What did you think of the numbers on that?
Yeah, they didn't really change them any other than they lowered feed and residual 50 million bushels. After the corn stocks report from March 1st, I thought they might lower that a little bit more, but it's in line with the range that I think they're in. We'll see what the next stocks report says. It might recover from what they were saying in the March 1st stocks report. But other than that, you know, we've seen strong exports. We're going to need them to be really strong to hit the 2.225 billion bushels they're projecting. But I'm optimistic that's going to happen. We've really seen corn exports pick up, and we're still grinding corn for ethanol well over a million barrels a day. So it's really supportive of corn prices. I think their numbers look pretty good. You know, when we look at world production, they lowered Argentinian production 3 million metric tons and Brazilian production 1.5 million metric tons down to 92. I think those numbers are reasonable from the crop reports that I've seen and looking at the weather down there. We saw some corn acreage in the second crop get taken out in Brazil, and we all know about the weather in Argentina. So for corn prices, all of this news is very supportive.
Well, for corn prices here, brushing $4 a bushel, is it the weather issues in South America that are at least lighting a little fire under the price?
They're helping, and we're just seeing really good demand. We've got the world's cheapest corn. We're exporting at a really high pace. We're seeing a lot of use for ethanol. Even some of the other food seed and industrial uses have been strong. The only really negative part is the feed and residual number, and it's not that bad. So we're seeing really strong demand. The prospect of only 88 million acres of corn being planted in the United States and production issues in South America, it's all sort of building to having really supportive corn prices as we move into the summer.
With these acreage estimates here, with soybeans slightly outdoing corn and what the estimated acreage is going to be, what's that going to do to the market dynamic?
Well, we're going to have to see what the final acreage number is in June. But in the Corn Belt, you know, it's been wet and cold across large swaths of the Corn Belt. I don't think it's time to worry about corn planting yet. We're going to get closer to the end of April before I start to worry about not getting the corn crop in. But in dynamics wise, when you see we got strong demand across both of them, we just haven't been exporting soybeans like we would like. So I think when you say market dynamics, and I assume you're meaning prices, I'm pretty optimistic about corn prices moving in the summer. I think we'll see a weather premium get put into corn prices for this year. And soybean prices, I'm happy with the near-term prices. If we could stay at this level, that would be great. We'll see what the acreage and the export numbers turn out to be as we move into the summer. Those might put some downward pressure on prices as we get into June and July. I will say, that if you see some prices in the new crop soybeans that you like, I wouldn't hesitate to price them. I know there's a lot of uncertainty in the markets around the trade policy, but when you just look at potential acreage and some export issues that we're seeing, I don't think it hurts to price some new crop soybeans right now. You could price some new crop corn if you want, or get rid of some old crop corn if you get a price you like, but I'm pretty optimistic on corn prices moving forward.